Welcome back to Real Stories. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're hanging out with Buddy Blake to talk about something that's been happening in Wilmington, North Carolina. How new employers are really changing the game for people thinking about relocating there.
Hey, thanks for having me. So this is actually something I've been watching pretty closely in Wilmington, and it's been fascinating to see how the job market is literally reshaping who's moving to the area. You know, it used to be that people came to Wilmington for the lifestyle, the beach, the charm of it all. And don't get me wrong, that's still huge. But now we're seeing this whole new wave of relocators who are coming because there are actually good jobs.
Oh, that's interesting. So you're saying the employment landscape has actually shifted. Like, what kind of employers are we talking about here?
Well, we're seeing growth in tech companies, healthcare, manufacturing, and some really solid corporate offices setting up shop. It's not just one sector. It's diversified, which is actually really healthy for the local economy. And when you get quality employers moving in, that changes everything. Suddenly, you've got people who maybe wouldn't have considered Wilmington before thinking, wait, I can actually work here and live in this beautiful place? That's a game changer.
Right, exactly. So it's not just about the lifestyle anymore. It's about having real career opportunities. I mean, that's got to have a huge impact on the real estate market too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And this is where it gets really interesting from a property perspective. When you've got new employers bringing in talent, you're creating demand for housing. These aren't just people looking for vacation homes. They're professionals relocating with their families, looking to buy. They need schools. They need neighborhoods. They need stability. So we're seeing property values climb, inventory tighten, and honestly, it's creating some really solid investment opportunities for people who understand what's happening in the market.
So if someone's thinking about relocating to Wilmington for a job, what should they actually know about the housing situation right now? Like, what's the smart move?
The smart move is to understand that you're not just buying a house, you're buying into a growing community. When new employers are moving in, property values tend to appreciate. And if you're thinking long term, there's real wealth building potential there. I've got some detailed content about leveraging home equity and understanding your mortgage options. We can link to that in the show notes. But the bottom line is, employment growth drives relocation demand, and relocation demand drives real estate value. It's a pretty straightforward equation.
That makes total sense. So beyond just buying your primary home, are there investment angles here too? Like, could someone use this knowledge to invest in rental properties or something?
Oh, absolutely. When you've got steady, employer-driven relocation, you're creating a rental market too. People coming in for jobs, maybe they're not ready to buy yet, or they want to test out the area first. That's your rental opportunity. And we've got some really solid content about calculating ROI on rental properties in areas with seasonal tourism and steady employment growth. The key is understanding the fundamentals. Why are people coming? How stable is that employment base? Is it sustainable? Those are the questions that separate a good investment from a risky
one. Okay, so I'm curious. When you're looking at Wilmington specifically, what makes it stand out compared to other coastal towns that might be trying to attract the same kind of talent?
You know, Wilmington has this unique combination of things. You've got the quality of life, the river, the beaches, the downtown scene, but now you're layering in actual economic opportunity. And that's rare. A lot of coastal towns are either lifestyle destinations or job centers, but not both. Wilmington's becoming both. Plus, the cost of living is still reasonable compared to other coastal markets, which makes it attractive for professionals relocating from more expensive areas. That's a huge draw.
I love that. So it's like the best of both worlds is actually starting to happen there. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you think people should understand about how this employment growth is actually reshaping the community?
I think the main thing is that this isn't a temporary trend. When you've got multiple quality employers investing in an area, that creates momentum. It attracts more businesses, more talent, more investment. And for people thinking about relocating or investing, that's the signal to pay attention to. The window of opportunity in emerging markets like this doesn't stay open forever. And honestly, I'd encourage anyone considering a move to Wilmington to look at the bigger picture. Not just the job offer, but what's driving the community's growth. That's where the real story is.
That's really valuable perspective, buddy. Thanks so much for breaking this down. For anyone listening who wants to dig deeper into real estate strategy in growing markets like Wilmington, we've got links to Buddy's content in the show notes, including his guide on home equity strategies and property investment ROI. Buddy, where can people find you if they want to chat more about this stuff?
Thanks for having me. People can find me through the show notes, and I'm always happy to talk about what's happening in the Wilmington market, whether you're thinking about relocating, investing, or just curious about how employment growth shapes real estate. That's my jam. Appreciate the conversation.
Awesome. Well, that's it for this episode of Real Stories. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.